coming to the end of the third quarter. LeBron James, a shot in history, and there it is! LeBron stands alone!
LeBron James is now king of scoring. Last night, he passed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to become the all-time top scorer in the NBA. LeBron has, by the way, 38,390 points. It came before a sold-out crowd in Los Angeles, the longtime home of Kareem, who was in the house to see it.
The game was stopped briefly for a ceremony to mark the occasion. Yesterday, I spoke with NBA writer A. Sherrod Blakely, who said LeBron never appeared to be focused on breaking the scoring record.
He was one of those guys that you didn't realize how dominant a scorer he was until you see the final box score, because in the flow of the game, he was just giving the game what it needed at that particular moment. Mm. And end of the night, you know, he's got 25, 30 points, and it seemed very effortless on his part.
LeBron himself said as much after achieving the milestone.
This was not a goal for me. That's why it's probably so surreal and so just like weird to me, because I never ever talked about being an all-time scorer in NBA history. It's never even been a thought of mine until I guess I started seeing my numbers get closer and closer. I was like, oh, wow.
In Los Angeles, he's known as King James. And with four NBA championships, MVP awards, and now this, he can safely be considered among the best who've ever played the game.